listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. The Victorian state government says it's putting rental providers, agents and renters on notice, reminding them of their rights and obligations. It comes as Spring Street's renting task force starts ramping up. Harry Millward from the Renters and Housing Union says he's cautiously optimistic about any crackdown on poor quality rentals.
It's hugely important that it is policed not just by the landlords but by some external force. And I would also say that we need to focus on not just the private rentals, but the public housing.
The seven people who died in Saturday's horrific incident at Bondi Junction in Sydney have been commemorated in Albury. A church service yesterday morning at St Matthew's on Kiwa Street marked them with lit candles. Remember, if you need support following the events of the weekend, give Lifeline a call on 13 11 14. With the parliamentary inquiry into the sustainability of local government continuing, the New South Wales Country Mayors Association has spoken out on what it wants to see considered to help ensure the sustainability of regional and rural councils like those around the border. Deputy Chairman Rick Furman says they need more grants, not less.
We need the whole gamut of grants and the allocation to local government, particularly in rural and regional areas, reviewed. Communities need, particularly in rural regional, they need their councils to be strong.
Making news elsewhere, dozens of regional Victorian police are being pulled down to Melbourne today as officers prepare for a pro-Palestinian protest. And classes are just getting underway now for many kids across the northeast, back to school after a couple of well-earned weeks off. Checking the latest in sport now, and the Border Zone Connor O'Sullivan donned the Geelong Guernsey on the national stage yesterday for the first time in the Cats' 75-point win over the Roos. He managed to get a score on the board with a behind, while also snagging 11 disposals.